Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
How crazy is it that you're playing this year for this team and your old Miami teammate Dorsey is isn't that kind of crazy?
I was young, though. I was a freshman.
You were young. Yeah. You were young, but still, it's kind of crazy, isn't it?
Not just Dorsey. I played with Chad, you know, receiver coach. But I've been blessed, man. I'm still having fun. I still love it. I feel like I still can play this game at a high level, and I'm going to try to do whatever it takes to show my teammates what I'm about.
You got any thoughts on Ken as a coach? I mean, you saw him play.
I know he did a great job. He was a very smart player. Knowing he was in college, he always was a leader, since college. And, I played with him in San Fran. When he did play, he won games. Seeing what he did with Cam. And now he got a young quarterback here. And I think, Josh loved what he do. And, as long as you love what you do, I think you'll grow in this league. So I think, he'll be fine.
So the 0-1 team, is it the best ever?
The best.
Now, there's been a couple polls, and one of them has you number one all time.
Yeah, we're number one.
So there's no doubt.
You got to think about it. We had three running backs with almost 10,000 yards in this league. Every running back made Pro Bowls. We got Andre Johnson. We got Kellen Winslow, we got Jeremy Shockey, we got the list go. Wolford, Vimmer, DJ William, Sean Teller, Ed Reed. That's crazy. Ed Reed, Hall of Famer. I feel like we would have beat any team in college.
Did your son commit to FAU? Is that where he's going?
FAU, yeah.
How proud are you that
I'm
he's
going to
be doing that?
I kind of wanted him to go there from the jump. I just hope he, stay committed to there. And I like what they're doing over there. Seeing Devin, and my son's style similar. So I think my son could, as long as he train hard, he going to train hard. As long as he keep working, and I think he'll be fine over there.
You ever think about maybe?
Nah.
No?
Nah, I just take
too
it one
much
year.
Down the road.
Yeah. I take it one year at a time and one day at a time. I never thought about that.
What's your message for Devin?
Oh, he in a perfect situation. He got two guys who did great things in this league. He got guys who are going to come out here and compete every day. And I know he's going to compete. Just being here in a short time, and he's a great kid. He understands the position, man. He got great eyes, lower body, real big. I think as long as he just keep working, he'll be fine.
What was it about this team that made you want to come here?
I just liked how, as me going against their defense, it was tough. Their front seven was real tough, man. And I felt like, knowing Shady, then seeing a young quarterback, when I got in the building, just seeing how much the young quarterback loved the game of football. And I think if everybody just follow and just work it every day, I think we could be fine.
What about Sean McDermott? What separates him, makes him unique, or whatever?
He's all about team, man. All about team, family, and want everybody to be on the same page. And details, very detailed. And I think that's what you need. He don't look at the big picture right now. He always take small steps, one step at a time. And that's the key. You get better. Take one day at a time, get better, and then going in the right direction, and that's going up in small places, you'll be fine.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.